The body of a missing man in Timmins has been located and his brother is facing a first-degree murder charge. Timmins Police Chief Dan Foy and INSPE. Darren Dinell revealed the details of the investigation at an event at the station this morning. Daryl James, 60, was reported missing to Timmins Police on March 20. His body was found in a wooded area west of Timmins on March 24. Police said he was stabbed. His brother, 59-year-old Edward James of Timmins, is charged with first-degree murder. He's been held in custody and is slated to appear in court on April 11. Other charges are being considered, but have not been laid yet, said Dinell. The charges have not been tested in court. Edward and Daryl were living together, said Foy. Daryl had returned home from an out-of-town trip on March 18. Edward James used a knife to kill his brother. On the same date, Edward moved this brother's vehicle to a parking lot and returned home. 2 days later, he reported his brother missing to the Timmins Police Service, Foy said. In the police appeal for information when Daryl was missing, they asked for information specifically about the Walmart parking lot. Police didn't comment on the extenuating circumstances of the investigation. In regards to motivation and why this actually happened, those are specific details of the investigation that we're not prepared to release at this point. I can tell that we are looking at every aspect. We are considering those avenues and covering off on every aspect to find out why this happened, what particularly motivated Edward James to committing this murder, said Dinell. There was a comprehensive investigation leading up to Edward's arrest. Support was provided by the Anishinaabe Police Service, NAPS, and the OPP. The support included aviation services, and forensic and computer examiners. It started out as a missing person report, something that's taken very seriously, and it really formulated and evolved into a foul play. The investigators suspected foul play had taken place and they followed the investigative leads to where we are today. I won't reveal all the specific evidence that was obtained, said Dinell, adding that a lot of resources were expended. Foy extended his condolences to Daryl James's family and friends. He said the service has worked with the family and provided them with support and information. Tragic events like this have impact in any community. We want the public to know that their safety and well-being continues to be a top priority for the Timmins Police Service, he said. To build a timeline of what transpired, police are still asking for the public's help. We're specifically asking for anyone that was in contact or observed Edward James between Saturday, March 18 and Wednesday, March 22 to come forward the Timmins Police Service, Foy said. Timmins Police can be reached at 705-264-1201.